In the great outdoors, from 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center, or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Richland Center will kick off after the most recent score. Fans starting to head toward some warmer areas there, some of them anyway. Otherwise, the hardy ones, the parents sticking around. We got a big crowd tonight. There's the kickoff. Broadhead Judah catches around the 10. They are faking reverse. Now they're going through with it. Hand off Sralo, and he is going to be upended right around the 19-yard line. Good coverage by the Hornet B. The special teams. Deck and Heise. And that makes the stop right around the 19-yard line. So Broadhead Judah takes over there for its next possession. They'll mark that at their own 19-yard line. We are in the fourth quarter now, 49-20. Richland Center in the lead. There's the snap. Back to throw is Buckup. He'll whip one on the near side, and it's going to be almost intercepted. Great coverage by Duncan Harper. Harper denying the pass intended for Nolan Bump. But Judah's got some very speedy receivers and a quarterback with a good arm. They've been able to successfully connect a couple of times here tonight. Richland Center scoring 50 points a week ago, most they'd had in a long, long time. And tonight, they're on the verge. 49. Second down, 10 yards to go for Buckup and the varsity offense awaiting the snap. He's back to throw. Back from the 10-yard line. Plants in the pocket. Nothing. Now steps up, throws on the run, has the man wide open. Caught by Sralo. He turns inside midfield, spun around again, and then finally brought down in Richland Center territory around the 46-yard line. Big pass play for Broadhead Judah. Strike it back through the air. And the Cardinals up to the line quickly, going no huddle. Jaden Shep pulled him down on the last play. Waiting for the chains to get all stretched out and reset. First and 10 for the Cardinals. There's the snap. Back to throw from the midfield area. Now backing up to the 45 as the QB throws on the run. Caught, and then the receiver stays in bounds, breaks a tackle. First down, Broadhead Judah. He's still going. Gets down to around the 30-yard line. So great blue-collar run after the catch.
Pass is complete for another first down.
That was a first down, and going with the no-huddle offense. Broadhead Judah with a first and 10. There's the snap. Buck up back to throw. Looks short. Now, no, they're going to get him, or are they? He got rid of it in time. Good pressure from the Hornet defense. Up the middle, good downfield coverage by Richland Center. Everybody was kind of pinned in. Liam Fingerson got the pressure on the quarterback.
Fletcher Harper with the coverage. Loss of down.
So it's second down and 10 yards to go for Broadhead Judah. Hornets leading 49-20 late in this ball game. Didn't get to finish our second half last week in Ithaca, called because of lightning during this crazy October weather. There's the snap. Back is Buckup. He's going to step in the pocket. Throws. He's got a man wide open. Caught at the 20. 15 to the 10. Inside the 5-yard line on the catch. And run to David Masolowski. And that means it is first and goal after the tackle by Duncan Harper. Now this clock doesn't move much when Broadhead Judah is moving the ball. And the chains are moving and resetting. Snap from center, handoff, running play, fighting down around the goal line, and the Cardinals are in for a score. Touchdown for Maslowski. David Maslowski gets in, and that makes it a 49-28 ball game. Wild one here tonight. My goodness. David Maslowski getting credit there for about a 9-yard run, and now the extra point try. Coming out here for Broadhead Judah. Hornets have had success scoring, but have also struggled defending this team, which is a prolific passing team. Buckup will accept the snap, backs up, rolls over to around the 10-yard line, throwing on the run, and it's batted away at the last moment. They're going to get a flag. Pass deflected by the Hornets, Brenton Baker. And it was either that play or another one in the back of the end zone. They're going to call a pass interference on the Hornets. So Broadhead Judah will get a chance to score again with the ball moved half the distance to the goal. And a new player coming in from the far sideline for this team. They went for two there, and they surely will here as well, but maybe try to take it more up the middle than around the outside. The Hornet line has really won the battle in the trenches tonight. They're going to take it out of the shotgun. There's the snap and a handoff for running play, sidestepping and moving toward the goal line. That's a two-point conversion for Nick Lobeck. Lobeck, two-yard run, and that makes the score 49-30. Broadhead Judah just not going away here tonight. 9:43 remaining here in the football game. It is, I might have said 30, it's 49-28 on the pass. And a great play for the Broadhead Judah Cardinals. And Nasolowski getting in from 9 yards out. And now the two-point run by Lobeck. It is a 49-28 lead for the Richland Center Hornets. High school football coming your way tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Broadhead Judah has successfully executed an onside kick, and it was recovered by Broadhead Judah. The ball did not go 10 yards, but it was touched by the Hornets before it went 10 yards, and then it is fair game. So Broadhead Judah recovers, and they're right back into business here. Ball is at the 49, their own 49. We have 9:40 remaining. Back to throw is the QB, Buckup. Throws to the far side, intercepted by the Hornets right around the 24-yard line. Up in the air to pick it off, the Hornets, Fletcher Harper with the pick, and now he goes down with a, looks like a bit of an injury there after going up to retain that ball. Fletcher slow to get up, the INT for the Hornets. So we've had lots of stoppages tonight with some players that were dinged. And, of course, this game with a longer halftime and then lots of scoring here tonight. Nice round of applause as Fletcher Harper runs off the field under his own power. Yeah, he went up pretty high in the air to get that and then crashed to the earth. And I want to tell you, the field is not all that forgiving tonight. It is a hard field. There is a lot of dead grass out there, dry grass. Wouldn't want me to run across there with my penny loafers. I might cause a spark. So Richland Center gets it back, leading 49-28 here in the fourth quarter. RC will have the ball after the pick. Ball is right around the 24-yard line. Snap to Shep, handoff, running play. Hornets after a gaping hole going to make their way for a first down and then some. There's a flag. And out to the 50, all the way to the 45-yard line is Brady Dosh on the run. ushered out of bounds by Braylon Strelo, holding on the Hornets. That's too bad. It's coming back after a nice, well-run ball, and the flag was clear on the other side of the field. May or may not have affected the play, but doesn't matter. Sometimes that's the frustrating thing as a team, though. It's like that really didn't make any difference. It was on the other side of the field, but got to play by the rules. So Hornets will back up a little bit. 9:24 remaining. Richland Center leading it 49-28. Big man on campus at Whitewater, Michael Hernan, our engineer tonight, had to leave some of his friends behind to come home and help us. Henry Bray says he took the pennies out of my penny loafers. I was wondering. I felt a little light on my feet tonight. First and 10 for the Hornets. Awaiting the snap from center. There is Shep back to throw. Now he's going to run it. Shep around the right end. He's got a little moving and grooving going out to around the 40-yard line before he is brought down. That's a gain of about 25 yards on the run by Jaden Shep. Tackled by Jaden Brown of Broadhead Judah. We'll get you some other scores on the Phil Knee flip phone. Prairie du Chien beats Lancaster 42-7. Iowa Grant 36-7 over Riverdale. And Iowa Grant moves into the playoffs with that win tonight. The Phil Knee flip phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Hornets have the football on the near side of the field, right around the 40-yard line, awaiting a snap from center is Shep. Rolling to the wide side of the field. The quarterback option keeps it himself, and he pushes to the 45 to the 46-yard line.
Shep on the keeper.
Shep brought down from behind by Nolan Bump and company, and that'll bring up a second down play. Jaden Brown on the stop as well. Second down and 5 yards to go for the Richland Center Hornets. 8:20 remaining in the ball game. RC leading 49-28. Broadhead Judah just will not go away here tonight. They've had some big play offense along the way. The Hornets up to the football. Jaden Shep, single back. Now he's got a man to his right. That will be Brady Dosh awaiting the snap from center. Man in motion, and now back to throw, and Shep is going to hand off. It's going to be Bosworth running, and he's got a first down, and he moves all the way across the 40, down to around the 33-yard line of Broadhead Judah.
Wes Bosworth
running downhill on that one, moves the chains again for the Richland Center Hornets. Jaden Brown on the stop for Broadhead Judah, and the sticks will move again. All at the marked at the 34-yard line officially. College football tomorrow. The Badgers are favored in the game against Northwestern. Badgers not unlike the Hornets, where they all of a sudden have some high-flying offense going. Didn't have it earlier in the season. RC hitting the half-century point last week, and they're 1 point away from that this week, leading 49-28, 7:13 to go. First down, Shep hands off. Dosh trying to get to the left, brought down behind the line of scrimmage, and then eked his way back for a yard, maybe. Spun around, grabbed by Nolan Bump, and certainly right around the vicinity of the line of scrimmage. So Avery McGlynn comes out. Brenton Baker runs the play in. He is 26, Dosh is 28, so Brady comes out. When they're both in there, 28 and 26, for poor old radio announcer eyes, it's hard to decipher the 8 and the 6. But I usually can. Getting better anyway. After 38 years, starting to learn. Second down play, the line is set, and there's a handoff to Bosworth. Bumping and battling his way. Got down to around the 30-yard line before he is driven back. Bosworth has had a big year, playing wherever they need to, and has lined up at quarterback a couple of times tonight. Tyler Coleman on the stop for Broadhead Judah Cardinals. We're down to less than 6 minutes to go in the game. Hornets trying to take that clock down. Wouldn't hurt to have another score. 49-28, leading Broadhead Judah. WIA will be in committee and kind of grouping all the teams that they can tonight. And tomorrow, the big unveiling. I believe Channel 27 will have that out of Madison, but we'll have a live reveal of all the playoff brackets. There's the snap. Shep is back to throw. They're coming after him. He's going to wingman over to the far side. Coming back for it. There's a flag on the play. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Fletcher Harper, who had to come back for it. Pass interference, perhaps, on Broadhead Judah. We'll have tournament volleyball coverage on Tuesday night. Riverdale and Kickapoo. We look forward to that one. Pass interference is called on Broadhead Judah, by the way, and the officials will sort it out. Richland Center has a first-round bye, as does Ithaca, and then we'll be watching another match on Thursday of next week. The Hornets will have a chance to play either Luther or Prairie du Chien in the second round of the volleyball tournament. They play Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, the teams that keep winning. First round of the playoffs for football will be next Friday. And good luck to the Richland Center soccer team in their tournament opener against River Valley Thursday night at 7. First and 10 Hornets after the penalty. It's at the 16-yard line of Broadhead Judah. The line is set. Shep taking some time off, watches the back line judge, and there's his hand up, and Shep will get under center. First and 10, there's the snap. And a handoff to Harper running left side. Following a block on the far side, breaks his way down to around the 10. Rolling and growing to around the 6-yard line. Nice play. Ethan Bindle had pulled out there. Good block for the Hornets, sealing one man out. And then the running back was able to get a little bit more territory. Fletcher Harper, who is a senior, got all of 9 yards on a blue-collar run right there. Second down and about 1 yard to go for the Hornets, nearing the 6-yard line of Broadhead Judah. Kaizen Schwitzenberg brings in the play from the near side. Again, the Hornets taking off as much time as they can here as the clock gets down to 4:43 remaining. Shep looks it over. Bosworth and Dosh directly behind him in the eye, awaiting the snap. And there it is. And the handoff. Nope. Shep's going to keep it himself. Running to the right side. Down around the 5. Still going. Goal line. Touchdown, Richland Center. Jaden Shep. And the Hornets have broken across the half-century mark again. 4:22 remaining. The points added on, and the Hornets will kick. 55-28 is the lead. Jaden Shep with the touchdown run. Extra point try coming. Bosworth is the holder. Grayson Banker, who played the drums at halftime, he's been kicking well tonight, awaiting the snap. Bosworth placement. Kick is on the way, and it is good. Hornets 56. Broadhead Judah 28. 4:22 remaining in this Southwest Wisconsin Conference game. This is high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
4:22 remaining, 56-28, Richland Center in the lead. One of the longer games going on in the area tonight. We still have a little bit of time to play. Grayson Banker will kick off. the run-up, and he kicks it on the ground. This one bobbles and wobbles its way, and it's going to be covered around the 34-yard line by Broadhead Judas. Braylon Strelo, that's where they will take over for their next possession. So really what set the tone for this game, if you're just joining us, the kickoff after Richland Center had scored its opening touchdown, Broadhead Judah covered it and then didn't cover it. Evidently, a couple of players thinking it was a punt, so they let the ball just lay, and the Hornets just ran down and laid on it, and then basically had a really short field and able to walk it in the end zone. So they got their second score, and that kind of got things off and running here for the Hornets tonight. There's the snap. There's a throw complete in the backfield. Now turning upfield is Masalowski. Turns back now, comes back the other way. He's going 50 yards side to side. Now turning upfield, 35 to the 40, and rushed out of bounds right around the 46-yard line. So good run there. The sticks will move again. Masalowski ushered out of bounds by Brady Dosh.
47-yard line.
So they'll mark it. Broadhead Judah at its own 47-yard line. There's the snap from center. QB is back, throws it far side, and intercepted by the Hornets at the 35. 40, Harper bringing it back, 50. Fletcher Harper turns inside, avoids another tackle. Coming to the 35, still going, and he's finally belted down, and the flag flies with a helmet hit at the 30-yard line. Wow. What an interception by Harper. That's his second INT here in the fourth quarter. And a great return. Flags, I think there's a flag on the other side of the field, too, that might not be related to the final hit and tackle. Hornets waiting now as they get away from the officials and let them do their talk. 3:46 remaining. Tonight in eight-player football, DeSoto over Kickapoo LaFarge, 48-6 in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Prairie du Chien beating Lancaster, 42-7. IG over Riverdale, 36-7, as the Panthers make the playoffs. The officials trying to sort out all the yellow snow out there, and one flew on the far side after the interception, so that might have been on a block. But then the last leg came in on the tackle, or the hit at the end on Harper, it appeared. So there could be offsetting penalties. So personal foul against the Hornets, and then personal foul, yeah, it does go the other way against Broadhead Judah. So they offset. The interception should stand, I believe. Let me see.
They offset. First and 10 Hornets.
It will be first and 10 Hornets. Ball is marked at the 30-yard line. Harper with his second interception. He's had a big game tonight. Pecatonica 27-18 winner over Blackhawk Warren tonight. That Six Rivers Conference is quite the conference. First and 10 Hornets for their next possession. 3:46 remaining. Ball is at the 29-yard line of Broadhead Judah. Shep in the offense. Out to the field, Bosworth to the right. There's the snap from center. Shep hands off Bosworth, straight up the gut. Bowls his way to around the 24-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. Several on the tackle, including number 55, Garrett Olson for Broadhead Judah. Second down and 4 yards to go, 3:30 remaining in the football game. Join us for Football Friday Night tonight between 10 and 11. Chuck and Dan and the statewide panel. They'll be assessing playoff scenarios and situations.
4 yards to game.
Might even have yours truly on. Usually they try to get a hold of me. Last week I was the last one on it by 10:57. Save the best for last, or maybe nobody else was still up at that time. That's probably more like it. Second down play. There's the snap. Handoff going out to Dosh, and he does not get back to the line of scrimmage. Brought down right around the 25-yard line on the carry. So that was actually Ben Rakowski, number 38, not 28, 38. Ben had a touchdown in the Dodgeville game last week. So how exciting is that for a senior to get a touchdown in a varsity game? You got a carry there. 2:34 to go in the football game. Hornets leading 56-28 here at Avitus Rip Field. They did get the scoreboard working just well enough to get the clock, the time clock going, and the score, but nothing else. No yard markers or no downs or anything like that. But hey, we're happy to have it. Here's a snap, and then it's bobbled by Shep, trying to run away now as Broadhead Judah comes after him. Shep is over the pile, gets a couple of yards, going to be close to a first down, down to around the 21-yard line. Jaden Shep brought down by several Cardinals, led by number 33, Brady Zimmerman. And the clock runs down to a minute 50. Hornets alternating players now. Avery McGlynn gets the curtain call. I would assume anyway. Curtain call for Braden Kleppe. He has done a dynamic job on that line tonight. Looks like it is a fourth down. So it is fourth, right around the 21-yard line. I think the Hornets are going to use a timeout. Trying to get some other players in there that haven't played, I believe. We're at a minute 23 to go in the game at a 56-28 lead tonight for the Richland Center Hornets. This is high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Fourth down after the timeout. Richland Center in the lead, 56-28, a minute 23 left in the game. And the Hornets under center on fourth down. There's the snap, handoff, and a running play. That is Bosworth. Crashes over the pile, first down. Down inside the 10-yard line to the 9. And the Hornets trying to run the clock down there. The stick will reset for a first and goal.
That's enough for a first down.
So Strelo with another tackle. He's been in on a lot of them tonight. Braylon Strelo. He's only a sophomore. He'll be back next year for Coach Novi. Next year the Hornets will be at Broadhead Judah. That is a long trip. They have a long way to go home tonight. First and goal, ball inside the 10-yard line of Broadhead Judah. And the Hornets lining up, they'll take a knee. Nice job as Shep takes the snap, takes a knee. The clock down to 47 seconds. We'll probably have to take one more snap here tonight. We'll be going to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show. Michael Hernan has a few scores to report as well from around southwest Wisconsin. Quite a few games are finals by this time. There's the snap. Hornets in victory formation. Shep takes a knee, and that will do it here tonight. Hornets get the win by a score of 56-28. The final time runs down on this one, and the Hornets now on the playoff bubble. They have won 3 in a row now and 4 for the season. So they're on the verge. We'll see whether they make it. Last year in the same scenario, they won 3 but did not get in. Travis Wilson of Wiz Sports was thinking maybe a little bit more favorable, like they might get in this year, and we'll see what happens. And we'll find out tomorrow when the WIA officially unveils the details. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. This is high school football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field. The teams are shaking hands. The Hornets celebrate a victory here in front of the home fans on a cold night in southwest Wisconsin. Now, hope you enjoy your weekend with some beautiful weather coming up on Saturday and Sunday. And hopefully the Badgers and Packers can get a win as well. Badger football tomorrow on WRCE. Packer football on WRCO on Sunday morning. That's at 10 o'clock pregame time. Kickoff time at 12 noon. Well, the Duncan Rewards turning point tonight. We'll go with that recovered kickoff. Weighing back in the first quarter when the kickoff by Richland Center was not covered and just laid on the carpet, Hornets able to recover it and punch it in and go up 14-0. And it certainly changed the complexion of the game. They went up 21-0 on one of the first plays of the second quarter and went on to get a big lead here by halftime. 35-14 lead, and to go on to win it by a score of 56-28. We invite you to check out your rewards at Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. Check out your rewards and join us for each and every high school sporting event as we look at the turning point of the game. This is high school football from WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Hornets scoring tonight came on the very first time that they had the ball. It was Richland Center taking over its own 20, and they capped off a drive with a 35-yard Brady Dosh touchdown. The Grayson Banker kick made it 7-0. Then the kick that was on the open field recovered by Avery McGlynn. Hornets would take the short field and get it in the end zone with Brady Dosh scoring again, and a Banker kick made it 14-0. That was the end of the first quarter score. Another key play was the defense of Richland Center as Broadhead Judah was driving at the end of the first quarter, got all the way to the Richland Center 3 before turning it over on downs. The Hornets would take over actually at their own 6-yard line and then move it out very quickly. Jaden Shep, 93-yard pass play to Fletcher Harper. The Banker kick made it 21-0, 11 minutes remained. Also, the kickoff went to Broadhead Judah. They were able to score in their third possession of the night. It was the quarterback, Gabe Buckup, with a 30-yard pass to Braylon Strelo. The extra point was blocked, and it was 21-6. Broadhead Judah tried an onside kick. It was recovered by Will Weiss, and the Cardinals gave it back to the Hornets, who capped off a short drive with a 1-yard Wes Bosworth plunge. Grayson Banker made it 28-6. Also, before halftime, Richland Center would score again. Jaden Shep with a 57-yard pass play to Liam Fingerson. Grayson Banker's kick made it 35-6. Broadhead Judah scored on a 35-yard Gabe Buckup to Bodie Reese catch, 35 yards. And also Strelo's extra point run made it 35-14. And that was the halftime score. Richland Center would go up 42-20. On a Jaden Shep to Kaizen Schwitzenberg pass play. Grayson Banker's kick made it 42-20. Gabe Buckup threw to Brody Reese for Broadhead Judah's next score. The two-pointer failed. It was 35-20. And then the Hornets, again with that touchdown, may have been out of order, but the Hornets went up 42-20 at the end of the third. And then they would go up 49-20 on a Brady Dosh 6-yard touchdown run. It was 49-20. 49-28 when Broadhead Judah took over at their own 19, put together a nice drive, and David Maslowski with a touchdown, 9-yard run, and also it was Nick Lobeck with a 2-point conversion run to make it 49-28. Late in the game, Fletcher Harper picked off a pass, gave Richland Center another try. Jaden Shep with a 6-yard run. That made it 56-28. And Harper would intercept one more time near the end of the game, and the Hornets get the win 56-28. A lot of scoring to keep track of tonight. Richland Center finishes the regular season at 4-5. And in the conference, they have picked up their third win, 3-4. Broadhead Judah falls to 2-5. So we'll wait and see. The Hornets' playoff fate. We're kind of thinking that maybe this is a year that they do get back in the playoffs, especially finishing strong and with a signature win kind of there at the beginning of the year, non-conference action as well. So we'll just kind of wait and see, and we'll let you know tomorrow during our WRCO Sports Reports. We appreciate you listening tonight, wherever you are, and let's see. We're looking at some other scores. Prairie du Chien beat Lancaster tonight, 42-7. Had someone text and ask about that. Prairie du Chien gets the win, 42-7. Iowa Grant 36-7 over Riverdale. That's the final one we were keeping track of. And I know Ithaca was up 40-0 at halftime against their opponent, New Lisbon. Didn't get a final on that, I don't think. Michael Hernan is working on those, and he'll have a score update here coming up in just a little bit. We appreciate Michael coming home from school. I know it was tough. A lot of young women in Whitewater were crying this weekend, but Michael had to come home and help us, and we appreciate that and his good work here tonight. Thanks to our boosters for making it happen tonight. Thanks to Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide, local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless as we check that flip phone each and every week here on WRCO. Thanks for joining us tonight again. Richland Center with three nice wins in a row. They crack the half-century point for the second week in a row and win it 56-28 over Broadhead Judah. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football from Avitus Rip Field on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All are invited for lunch on Saturday with Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. The Republican Party of Richland County is hosting lunch with Brad Schimmel at their offices in the former Jefferson Elementary School at the corner of Main and 3rd Street this Saturday. A lunch of brats and burgers will be served from 11 until 1, with Brad being available from 10 until noon to discuss his candidacy and answer any questions you may have concerning his position on topics of interest to Richland County residents. The former Wisconsin State Attorney General and Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge is keen on learning what is on the minds of Richland County voters. So please take advantage of this early opportunity to meet and get to know Brad in person.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th, from 8 until 2.
WRCO 100.9.
Sitting on a bench at West Town Mall, he sat down in his overalls and asked me, "You waiting on a woman?" I nodded yeah and said, "How about you?" He said, "Son, since 1952, I've been waiting on a woman." When I picked her up for our first date, I told her I'd be there at 8. And she came down the stairs at 8:30. She said, "I'm sorry that I took so long. Didn't like a thing that I tried on. But let me tell you, son, she sure looked pretty. Yeah, she'll take her time. But I don't mind waiting on a woman." He said the wedding took a year to plan. You talk about an anxious man. I was nervous waiting on a woman. And then he nudged my arm like old men do and said, "I'll say this about the honeymoon, it was worth it. And I don't guess we've been anywhere. She hasn't made us late, I swear. Sometimes she does it just cause she can do it. Boy, it's just a fact of life. It'll be the same with your young wife. Might as well go on and get used to it. She'll take don't mind waiting on a
when I don't have to think about what I'm gonna do without.
Was Morgan Miles with What Am I Gonna Do? Well, you just listened to the Broadhead Judah Richland Center game on WRCO as Richland Center takes care of business against Broadhead Judah 56-28, improving their chances at playoffs. Welcome here to the WRCO studio. Michael Hernan here giving you some live sports reports. In the rest of the SWC, River Valley has lost to New Glarus 36-20. Prairie du Chien wins on the road at Lancaster 42-7. And Platteville wins at home against Dodgeville 48-7. In the Scenic Bluffs, Ithaca takes care of business at home against New Lisbon, winning 48-6. Royal wins on the road at Cashton 38-17, and Bangor wins on the road at Hillsboro 34-14. In the Six Rivers, Riverdale loses to Iowa Grant tonight at home 36-7, and Seneca Wazika Steuben wins on the road at Boscobel 36-7. In the SWAL, Southwestern East Dubuque is beating Benton Scales Mountain Schulzburg 42-0, and Mineral Point has defeated Fenimore 27-14. Other games around the area, Sparta defeats Baraboo 31-27. Gale Ettrick Trempolo defeats Westby 20-6. Aquinas defeated Viroqua 46-15. Waupun defeated Mauston 37-0. And Mount Hora Barneville defeats Portage 53-12. In 8-player football, North Crawford has defeated Waniwak Weston 44-0. Wisconsin Heights currently leads Belmont in the fourth quarter 64-16. And earlier today, Highland has defeated Monticello 50-0. We'll give you more updates when games start to finish up. Meanwhile, let's go back to the music here. Here's Gerard Neiman with Only God Could Love You More.
I'm still standing for us. Our friends get caught up in it sometimes. But can you tell me who goes from good to good sometimes to wish we never met sometimes? I'm not understanding.
WRCO wants to thank our wonderful sponsors for supporting the Ithaca School Fair. A big shout out to Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Schultz Mortgage Team, Total Tech, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Kleppe Grain Service, Meyer Oil and LP, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
Ain't here lately. It's been non-stop raining on my parade. We had a good run, night's over, and you might think I couldn't sink any lower. But maybe heartbreak ain't a bad thing, 'cause it got me in here tonight. I don't call it a comeback, it's just me right back in my natural neon light. Like I'm about to go from an all-time low to a record high. Now I see blue skies in those eyes smiling right back at me, and it's high time that I had a few more happy hours with the two-step honey, giving your memory a run for its money. But maybe we'll I get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seem like everybody's pissing on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America, whatever's left of you.
Banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay